when we looked at different positions as chief operating officers that serve a multitude of organizations, both corporate and nonprofit, they're really wide open. There's no one size fits all. And for our organization, we are continuing to grow and lead when it comes to Missouri Soybean Merchandising Council. They're looked at from their peers as truly a national leader. And the farmer board members for our council, they're very talented leaders. And that's why they're chosen by their peers to represent them. They keep us focused on our mission, which is advancing innovative research, production, and marketing solutions that maximize our farmer profitability. We've recently opened the Center for Soybean Innovation in Jeff City that's been attracting a lot of attention from school groups, industry partners, and policymakers. We also have our research farm in Columbia, Missouri, where we conduct on-farm soybean research and breeding practices. So part of this new role will be heavily involved in the day-to-day operations of both of these facilities. One of the things that I want to focus on very plainly is strategically assisting Gary Wheeler, who's our CEO, in carrying out that mission and vision of our farmer leaders. Many people, including some of our own farmers, are not aware of all the great things that the council is doing on the soybean producers' behalf. So I want to focus on ways to better communicate this information with our producers and the public, and also how we can better communicate or receive their communication back to us and make sure that that's being carried out in the checkoffs program. One of the areas very close to me because of my background in public policy will be displaying the importance of research and demand created by the checkoff with all of our industry partners. A good example of this is the investment made by the council into the Soybean Transportation Coalition, which I've been heavily involved in. They do a lot of hands-on data research that results in real construction projects along the rivers. Deepening of the lower Mississippi is one that you can just recently point to where the soybean checkoff in Missouri took a leading role in this. We're trying to deeper the lower Mississippi from 45 to 50 feet, and that has an improved basis all the way back up into Missouri for our producers. So it's very important that our farmers know how we're spending their checkoff. You know, we have several buckets. You've got research, education and promotion, demand, international marketing. What I want to do is take time in each one of those areas and sort of be that bridge between the board and our CEO and those directors and make sure that we are doing everything we can to carry out that mission and vision of those farmer leaders in those strategic areas. We have some very, very talented staff, and one of the places that I think probably goes somewhat unrecognized by the public is our public breeding process. So the checkoff is used and create better varieties of soybeans that make our farmers more profitable, and Soylaic is a trademark of that, and it's something that we push into the marketplace, and it is going to be a very, very viable non-GMO high oleic soybean trait that benefits our producers because it gets us back into that viable food market. So I really want to just take time in each one of these strategic areas, make sure that we're carrying out that mission and vision, and the farmers in Missouri really see the benefit of their investment, and also ensuring that those farmers are having input outside of just, you know, our farmer leaders. It is something that they have tasked us with, the board, getting back to the farm and making sure that they understand where those dollars are being spent, and we're carrying that forward.